A little Christmas music to start the mix off this morning. It's Harry Connick Jr. and I'll Be Home for Christmas.
Boy, when he wants to sound like Frank, he can sound like Frank, can't he?
Man, he's a good musician. Oof. I've not yet seen Harry Connick Jr. in concert, but I would give your left arm to do it for tickets.
I'm glad you're generous, but yes, I think I would too. That's just, as a lyricist, he's just great.
Yeah. As a performer, as a songwriter, mm-hmm. and really, we talk about, you and I off air talk a lot about music technology, mm-hmm. and he was the guy on the cutting edge, really doing things like what we use now, iPads for the sheet mm-hmm. music, so he could make changes to his charts and send it out, you know, automatically mm-hmm. to his groups, and not have to go one at a time. Because musicians, as you know, we don't carry pencils.
No.
We don't follow directions well.
Most of you guys are not licensed to use them anyway.
That's true.
You can't afford them.
No, we can't afford them. That's the other thing. We got to whittle down to that little nub, or we lost the eraser. We have Clay Owens in the studio with us this morning from Emerald Coast Fellowship. Good morning. You bright and chipper this morning.
Hey, man, I've been up since about 3:30, so.
Yeah. Our friends at WJHG had you out there at Pier Park.
Well, WMBB.
MBB?
We're going to WJHG in a few days. So.
Okay, well, see
somebody.
They're
both our friends.
Yeah. They are both our friends. They give us weather. That's which right. is good, and usually decent weather far as the
so far.
I hope they're going to give us some great weather this week.
Yeah, they've given us some really good weather.
It's going to get cold this weekend, which
looks like it.
You have a Christmas program.
Well, you know, outdoors. It's going to feel like Christmas, which is unusual for us, but that'll be good.
But this is different from what we normally do at Emerald Coast Fellowship. You've taken it out of house.
We are. We kind of had no choice. We're in the middle of a renovation process, and we're doubling the size of our worship space, but we don't really have any room. And last year, during this event, we were turning people away 30 minutes before it started because we had no place for them to sit. So we're going to go out to Pier Park, to Aaron Besant, the amphitheater there, and got plenty of room for people to come out.
How many chairs are you setting up for this event?
We're setting up 1,000 to start with, and if we need to get more, we'll bring more. We're asking our folks to bring lawn chairs so that all of our guests can come in and have a good place to sit and not have to worry with that, because it's just a free admission, a great event with tons of stuff going on all weekend long.
And it's not just Emerald Coast Fellowship. You got another church involved, right?
Yeah, Woodstock Church out on the beach. Woodstock Church PCB is combining with us, so we'll have over 100 singers in our group together, about 50 plus in our orchestra. We got kids, we got dancers coming out, we got And besides the two church programs, we've got a full food court. We've got dozens of vendors going to be out there. We've got a whole children's area with swings and bounce houses and trains and all kinds of fun stuff.
Something for you, Brandon.
I love that Tom. Bounce house. Mm-hmm.
Petting zoo.
I like swings and trains.
Yeah. So you have a petting zoo too?
Petting zoo, yeah, and a living nativity. We'll have some goats out there and a donkey and a little baby calf and some lambs and. So lots of things for the kids to come out and enjoy.
You get pictures taken with them?
Absolutely, yeah. Excellent. They can walk right in there and see them face to face.
That's great.
So sounds like fun.
What's happening on stage? Singing, choruses,
so
dancing?
What kind of the church
songs?
Is kind of the, if you're looking for, you're thinking about the traditional church, you know, Christmas program where you come out and you sing and we bring the kids out and all those things. That's going to happen on Friday night at 7 and then on Sunday afternoon at 3. And even that's not entirely traditional. I mean, we've got music, everything from classical, you know, Handel's Messiah to contemporary to Celtic to, you know, we're doing kind of a campfire song on one of them, make you feel like you're out in the West around the fire. So all kinds of different styles, and we'll have some aerial dancers, some Irish dancers. Our kids are singing, our students are singing. And that's on Friday and Sunday. All day on Saturday, we'll have different groups coming in from the schools and local dance teams and worship teams and just all kinds of entertainment for them to enjoy while you're doing all the other stuff around the park as well.
Great.
Very cool.
Whole day of fun.
We've got Clay Owens in the studio, and we'll stick around because we're going to talk more about this. In the meantime, we'll take a break, and we've got a song for Tom. It's the Brian Seltzer Orchestra. You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. The Mix, 90.7 WKGC. The Mix on 90.7 WKGC, Elvis Presley and the Blue Christmas. That is my wife's least favorite Christmas song of all.
Well, I think I think it's very diplomatic of you to play it on your radio show.
I didn't pick it.
I mean, you know, it's just one of those things that sometimes amazes me.
But at every opportunity, the six-year-old loves to bust out in Blue Christmas just to drive her nuts.
Now, my kids like it, yeah. And they especially like the Porky Pig version. Have you heard that one?
Yeah. I don't think that's in our library, though.
Oh, you need to get
We need to look for that.
It's fun.
Yeah. Producer Brandon.
So, speaking of, I mean, we're talking Christmas music. Clay, what is your favorite Christmas song?
Oh, gosh.
Because I know you're a Christmas guy. You like Christmas.
I do like Christmas. And we were in Virginia Thanksgiving week, and we got to see a production of White Christmas, which is one of my favorite Christmas shows. It's a Wonderful Life is probably my very favorite. But I've always liked Rosemary Clooney. I like her voice. I like her music. And Snow is one of, it's not really, I guess, technically a Christmas song. Yeah. But that's one that I like to listen to a lot this time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like Absolutely. To listen to this time of year.
That's very good. Now, White Christmas is a great movie and is a great production to see live.
Yeah.
Have you seen the precursor to it, Holiday Inn?
I have. Yeah. Yeah.
Which one do you like better?
I like White Christmas
I
better.
I do too. Yeah. It's a little more, a lot more suspension of disbelief on that one, but it really turned out to be a good production.
Yeah. I mean, they're almost, you know, in some ways the same mm-hmm. show, and we were talking about that with our family. We watch those every year, and we watch Meet Me in St. Louis and some of those mm-hmm. old-fashioned ones. We'd love to do that.
What about Charlie Brown Christmas?
Oh, definitely.
Okay.
Definitely.
It's already been on. Yeah. If you didn't see it, I think you might have missed it.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I was Snoopy.
It's on YouTube.
I was Snoopy in It's a Good Man. You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown. In high school, so I've always had a connection with Snoopy there. I feel like
Can you play the Charlie Brown theme on the piano there, Mr. Piano Guy?
I can. It was actually one of my audition pieces for when I was going into college.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm glad to see they take higher education seriously.
It was a commercial music-y kind of thing, and mm-hmm. yeah, it was. I don't think I played the most difficult version. Yeah, that's Charlie certainly Brown? Not me. Mm-hmm.
That's not you?
No, that's not me.
I wonder who plays that. It's always sounded like the same recording.
Vince Guaraldi.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I believe it's Vince Guaraldi.
Oh, yeah.
I would assume so.
That's another one. We listen to the whole album, you know, all his Christmas. All his stuff is great, period, but we love the Charlie Brown Christmas stuff.
So I was at a rehearsal on Saturday, and I saw some familiar Charlie Brown characters on stage with the little ones. So we have a little Charlie Brown thing at this Christmas.
Yeah, not Charlie Brown specifically, but it's, you know, the first part, without going into too much detail, is kind of going to be this Christmas explosion. So you'll see the Charlie Brown folks, you'll see some other familiar characters, but we just really wanted to kind of start off with a bang and do something really fun. So we will have a lot of people in costume, a lot of audience interaction going on then and some other times during the thing. And I will say, you might get hit with a marshmallow if you come out as well.
I know a couple of the elves doing that.
Now, did you enlist Scott to play the Grinch?
Well, we could have.
I was demoted.
I've heard he's a good actor, so that might be.
He does a good Grinch.
Yeah,
a lot of practice at that.
We will have the Grinch in full costume. There, got the green paint on and everything. So
very good.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite number this year? Without giving away, you know, without giving away the show, what's a highlight for you?
I don't know. There's some really fun. I love it when we can get everybody up there together. Okay. And we've got several songs where the kids are up there, where the students, middle school and high school, it's just all everybody together. We do a lot of that at church, and we're doing a lot of that in this program as well. So it's fun when we can get the whole crowd up there in one place.
Group numbers are fun.
Yeah, so they are.
Unless you're the conductor, right, Scott?
Sometimes. It depends.
Trying to pull it together.
When is the kickoff?
Yes. What time Friday?
The park opens at 6 o'clock and the event starts at 7. We recommend if you're coming to watch and to listen to the musical that you come at 6 or close to that, because you're going to want to get a good seat.
And there will be chairs, but if you'd like to bring your own, you'd probably appreciate it.
Yeah, you can bring your own. I think we've got a good number of chairs out there, and we've got a lot of people who are bringing theirs, but we know that we're going to have some traffic, people just walking over from the mm-hmm. mall, especially on Saturday. Probably the mall's got their lighted Christmas parade that evening about 5 o'clock, so we're expecting people to come either before or after, you know, any day they may just hear the music, because we're going to be cranking it pretty good, and they'll come over and see what's going on.
Saturday, it starts at 3?
No, Saturday, it's all day. It starts all at 10 day. In the morning and goes till 9 at night. And we every 45 minutes, we've got a new performer starting. They'll do about a 30-minute set. We'll quickly reset the stage, and somebody else will go on. So it's everything from elementary show choirs to seasoned musicians who are performing.
Excellent.
And how long has this been in the works?
It's a lot to manage.
Yeah, that's a big show. Goodness. You're talking about a big show. I mean,
it really is. It's bigger than anything we've done before as far as events go. And we were talking about it a year ago, and we said, well, yeah, maybe 2 or 3 years down the road we'll do that. And then with the renovation and the things that were going on, we just kind of said, okay, let's do this now. And really, it falls right in line with what we're doing as a church. We're very, very much, I would say, community-oriented. We're highly involved in coordinating the Backpack Blessings program for the schools, and we put out about 15% of the backpacks that go out. We're working with very closely with Elevate Bay to get 2,000 mentors into the schoolroom, into the classroom by 2018. And this is just a way for us to go out on the beach. You know, we're a very tourism-minded economy, and to meet some of those vendors, have them come out and say, hey, let's provide a venue for you to showcase what you've got this Christmas, and we can work together with you, with the businesses, with the community government, and the churches, and it's really been fun.
How'd you get partnered up with Woodstock?
Well, Woodstock Church, their pastor, Pastor Rick Young, and our pastor, Dr. Steve Taylor, became friends several years ago, and have been involved in some community efforts together, and since Rick came to town about 4 years ago, I think. So their friendship was really the catalyst for that. They're also close to where we're doing the thing out at the amphitheater at Aaron Besant Park, and so if we had inclement weather, we would go over to their place, and that's where the rain location would be. But it looks like skies are going to be clear. It may be a little chilly, but hey.
A little Christmas chilly.
It's Christmas.
Exactly. Yeah. So maybe we get some fake snow or real snow, maybe. You got some connections there?
Oh, I can. We'd yeah, I don't think that's going to happen.
You don't think so?
I could throw a prayer up for that, but I don't know that that's going to happen.
We had
in Panama City Beach this weekend.
We had snow not too long ago, a year or two ago, maybe in the Amelia Center. Okay, it was confined to the stage, but mm-hmm. It was snow nonetheless.
Now, we can make fake snow all day long, yeah. So,
well, yeah.
Perhaps we should settle with Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Okay?
I think he's going to be, yes. I will be
perfect
sure to have my...
for your Christmas sweater.
Exactly, and I can tell you about that later. We're coming up on 9:30. We've got to look at that weather forecast and the Northern Lights Orchestra coming your way on The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. The Mix on 90.7 WKGC and the Northern Lights Orchestra, and have yourself a merry little Christmas. Christmas isn't far away.
No, it's not.
So have you all done your Christmas shopping?
Days.
Tom, you said you don't do it until Christmas Eve.
That's a Christmas Eve thing.
I'm almost done. I'm on top
Good
of things
job.
This year.
Good
yeah.
For you.
I tend to fumble the ball a lot at Christmas, and I don't know why. So I'm making a concerted effort to not do so.
Good job.
Good
yeah.
for you.
I've discovered that when I go rushing out of the house at the last minute to buy a Christmas gift, that communicates that mm-hmm. I have not been very thoughtful about it. So I'm trying to not
that
appear
is true.
Thoughtless.
Good
maybe,
job.
Yeah. Maybe you were thinking all the time. You were just putting lots and lots of thought.
Yeah. And then the time escapes you. But that excuse doesn't go.
I think everybody around me is just surprised I remembered them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hold on a minute. I've never gotten anything from you.
That's right.
Okay.
Let that sink in, Scott.
Touche. So we're talking about Emerald Coast Fellowship and Woodstock Baptist Church. Panama
Woodstock
City
Church, yeah.
Woodstock Church, having a Christmas, what do you call it, a program?
An Emerald Coast Christmas.
Emerald Coast Christmas.
Yeah, it's kind of turned into a music festival is the best
like
way
that.
To describe
music
it.
Festival.
Yeah.
Out right. at Pier Park, Aaron Besant Park, starts this Friday,
mm-hmm.
and
Friday
we were talking
and
food.
And it goes all the way through Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Saturday and Sunday. And so we were talking food, but
right.
you've got more than just food out there.
Yeah, I mean, we got plenty of food. We got everything from British to barbecue to pizza to Hawaiian and Filipino, and then we got fudge and we got baked goods and we got maybe some other stuff coming too. But we got dozens of vendors if you want to come out and get a Christmas gift before the last minute. You'll still be a couple of weeks out at that point. So
would still be thoughtful if I bought a Christmas gift at
you would be more thoughtful
Christmas
if
program.
You bought it here than if you bought it
okay.
anywhere else. Because
right.
we got some really good vendors, some local folks, and then some folks coming in from out of town as well. So anything you want from jewelry to clothing to to food, to like little those bath and body type items that ladies like, you know. Got all that stuff out there.
I like it too.
Yeah.
How long's the program last?
Like Friday we're open from 6 to 10, and the event happens, the Christmas musical happens at 7, and it's about 1 hour 45 minutes.
Okay.
We'll have other music playing, other stuff going at other times. And then, as I said, all day long, we'll have different groups on Saturday from 10 to 9. And then the program that we do on Friday night, we'll do that again on Sunday afternoon. And then we'll have some more music, and stuff going on in the afternoon after that.
How many musicians are involved, roughly?
Over 150.
Wow.
Yeah, between the choir and the orchestra and the kids and everybody who's and more than that are involved when you count in all the dancers that are coming. We've got some Irish dancers from a local troupe. We've got some aerial dancers, so they'll be hanging from the rafters and doing
those. I was so going to do that,
yeah.
But
were you?
No. No.
If you do, I will video that.
Well, I'm sure that you'll help.
You'll help, won't you, Brandon?
I'll help. I'll even put it on YouTube for you, John.
Oh, thanks.
That's
viral.
Why I don't do these things. Yeah. I don't think anybody wants to watch that. Well, actually, you might. Yeah, it could be kind of funny.
Don't underestimate yourself there.
Yeah. No, I think I've seen those folks work, and those aerial dancers. It's very
it's
cool.
Incredible. Yeah.
It's really neat.
Yeah, they're going to do a few songs with us.
Yeah. I'm just going to brag a little bit. I've got a little one who's singing, you know, a little duet at the end of one of the pieces. So, yeah.
Oh, that's a great song. That's one of the songs that the aerial folks are on, too.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the kids are
I'm hoping are doing she a can stay job. Focused on what she's doing instead of watching the aerial dancers dance.
Well,
that's
you know,
my fear. But, you know.
At that age,
she's 6.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What time does the little Kirkman make her starring?
I don't have any idea.
Well.
Director?
Let's look. I don't know. you know, the kids are. We did put all the kids in the front part of the program, so before intermission, so that way.
Oh right.
You know,
keep
I mean,
them
they
focused.
Can just they can just stand things like this for so long. So.
Yeah. Well, and then it gets harder to re-corral them and get them back up to there to do whatever it is they need to do.
It absolutely does. There, she's probably about 20-25 minutes in when she does her
very
song.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Excellent. So we've got a lot of music. There's food vendors. There's Christmas gift vendors. Mm-hmm. Petting zoo.
Petting Where's zoo.
The, where'd you, a live nativity.
Live nativity. Where'd the petting zoo come from?
They're from Pines and Pastures is the name of the farm that they're from. And they take in a lot of rescue animals. They I've been up there once or twice, and they just have tons of space, and they have all kinds of animals, some of which would not be suitable at all for a petting zoo, but they're bringing the more
alligators, snakes,
those kinds of things, but they're bringing the more cuddly ones out. And some of those, I think the donkey in particular is one that they rescued years ago and has just...
He has a name. What's his name?
His name is...
I know that
I don't know. It's not Dominic, the donkey, the Christmas donkey, but... but yeah.
Christmas donkey?
He just really latched onto the owners, and he's very gentle, very kind, and the kids love getting to see him.
So this is a free event.
Mm-hmm.
What about donations? Take donations?
We're not looking for donations. I mean, we want to do this as a gift to the community.
Okay.
So no strings attached. Just come on out and enjoy a good time. Of course, if you want to get some food or buy a gift or those kinds of things, there's, you know, those people are charging, and we want them to be successful in that. But a lot of what you can do is just totally, absolutely free.
That's awesome. Excellent. Yeah. What if somebody wants to find out more information?
The best way to do that right now is to go check out our Facebook page. So if you're on Facebook, just search for An Emerald Coast Christmas, like that, follow it so that it'll update you as new things come out. We're still adding to the schedule and still announcing new vendors that are going to be there and that kind of thing. So you'll have the most up-to-date information if you go to Facebook.
Very good. Stick around. We'll talk some more. We've got the Champion Sisters up next in Joy to the World on 90.7 WKGC. It's the Barlow Girls on the Mix on 90.7 WKGC and Carol of the Bells. We're about 9 minutes in front of 10 o'clock. We're talking with Clay Owens this morning, and we've got an Emerald Coast Christmas coming up on Friday.
Yeah, we're doing that song, actually, not that arrangement.
That's what you said.
Orchestral arrangement. Yeah, the orchestra really moves front and center on that one, and they'll do a couple all by themselves, but we got a string trio that'll be featured, a couple of violins and a cello on that one, and then it starts out kind of fast, and then it gets really, really fast, so it's a fun one to do.
Oh, that'll be cool.
Yeah.
So it's out at Aaron Besson Park.
Mm-hmm.
The gates open at 6.
They open at 6. If you've never been out there and you don't know, have any idea where it is, I've been surprised. A lot of people have never been to an event out there at the amphitheater in Aaron Bessant. But if you know where Pier Park is, it's right next to it, just a little bit to the west. If you turn in there at Dick's Sporting Goods and just kind of follow and make your way around to the beach, you're going to run right smack into it. And you can park right there. You'll pass the movie theater and just park right past the movie theater and walk right over. We'll have some golf carts out there if somebody is having too much trouble getting across the street. But
I'm assuming you're going to have some signs. We'll have the right direction.
We'll have a little bit of signage, but we're going to be out there, and we've got it. Yeah, you'll hear it and you'll see it, and we'll have some teams out there, kind of helping people find their way.
The amphitheater is really big and really hard to miss.
It's hard to miss.
It's a big deal,
and it'll be all lit up for Christmas. There's a big Christmas tree out there, so once you get close, you'll find it.
And it's a free event.
It's totally free to get in.
You don't have donation boxes sitting out around the whole place. It's totally
not
free.
At all. No, we're not looking for that. We just want people to come and be able to share Christmas with them.
And you have local vendors, food and otherwise.
We got a couple dozen plus vendors going on, and then we'll have a full food court with everything you want to eat, and then everything you want to snack on later on. We got hot chocolate out there. Which is a
you're
going to
need it
this
week.
Brandon and I both.
Yeah, they're
going to
be busy.
The hot chocolate.
And this is in conjunction with Woodstock Church, and it's going to be a great
Church
event.
And Emerald Coast Fellowship, and the Convention and Visitors Bureau out there. Visit PanamaCityBeach.com has been a big supporter. You know, they have the big beach home for the holidays, and then they have the ball drop, but not a lot at this point in between. And they said, hey, this is something that can kind of bridge the gap, and we think we can build on this. So it's been exciting to see them get excited about what we're doing out there.
Excellent. Well, if they want to find out more information, you said Facebook, right?
Facebook is the best way. We're just in the middle of revamping our own website at the church. If the easiest way is just go to Facebook, search in Emerald Coast Christmas. It should pop up right away. Come check it out and follow it and see what's going on.
Excellent. Clay Owens from Emerald Coast Fellowship. We've got an Emerald Coast Christmas this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The actual festival show happens on Friday and Sunday. Community groups are in on Saturday. Mm-hmm. And
stuff for the kids and the food, and the vendors are there all weekend, so it's going to be a great time.
Petting zoo.
Bounce
stuff
houses.
Tom will enjoy.
Well, yeah.
Bungee swings.
I like the petting zoo.
Yeah.
Bungee swings. You ever been on one of those things? They strap you in.
You don't want to put me on a bungee swing.
Yes, actually, we do.
Think it would be a good idea.
We might have to do that. Brandon, bring your video camera.
Will do.
We have a Bay County Commission meeting tomorrow morning, so the mix will get kicked off as soon as that's over at 9 o'clock. That's when that starts, but stay tuned so that you can be a part of what's happening, find out what's happening locally in Bay County as far as our local government goes. In the meantime, we'll wrap up this hour of music with a little bit of Christmas music. Clay, thank you for coming in.
Here's, our pleasure. Thanks for letting
Willie Nelson. And Santa Claus is coming to town on the mix on 90.7 WKGC.